Today's daf is Besechet Sanhedrin, daf Nun Vav, and we're holding a Tehillah Mishnah on Nun Hei Amud Bet. HaMegadef, the next case that we had of the Chiyuv Skila is the Megadef. Now, Megadef is generally taken to mean someone who is Mekalal as Hashem. Even though the word Megadef, as it appears in the Pasuk, seems to be referring to the general issue of Avodat Kochavim, et Hashem hu Megadef, the way that he's acting. It seems a much more general term, and in fact, we don't like using the word mekalel. We'll always say mevarech as a euphemism. So we're going to bring a raya in the Gemara as to what the nature of megadef is, as we'll see. But right now, we'll assume that we know already that it's this sense of being mekalel. It's blasphemy. So he's not chayav. Ad yifarech Hashem. He has to actually say the Shem Hashem. But let's say he hears someone else say the Shem Hashem, and then he's mekalel. He would not be chayav. Hamar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. In the Beit Din as well, we don't expect the Edim to report verbally, word for word, what it is that they heard, because then they will be actually saying over words of Giduf in the Beit Din. Therefore, B'chol Yom, as we're continuing to investigate the case, and we're questioning the Edim, Danim et Edim, Danim means to go and to do all of the brishot or chakirot, bekinui. So when we're asking the question, how exactly did he say this, and how exactly did he say that, we use the word Yosi. Yake, Yosi, some of the gears are Yosa, and that's, there's actually questions as to what the word Yosi, if it's Yosa, then the gears was particularly because it's Meram is the Yudke Vavke, and there's explanations of why we use Samach, Keneged the missing letter. But if you have Yossi, there's those that learn it's because the shame is the shame. It's connected to the gematria of Elohim. But in any event, it's the four letters, and it's Meramis to the Shem Hashem. There's other Kabbalistic inyanim associated with it. And so for this substitution of the shame, Yudke Vavke, we use the word Yossi. So you see that you have to use the Shem Hashem. Yossi should be Yakes Yossi. So, which of course is a little bit strange, but in any event, that's the nature of Giduf. Now, before we can actually pronounce the Chiyav, and we want to say Chayav, and we're going to actually don him to Skila, so that we can't base it on a euphemism, then we have to actually get it in. And so at that point, Ela Motzi'in Kol Adam Lachutz, we ask, excuse everyone from the courtroom, because we don't want people to hear the Kilolat Hashem, it's also a Gnai, that it should be done in public. And then we say to the Edim, first directing the words to Gadol Shebeinam, we don't ask all the Edim to say this, and we tell them to say exactly what you heard, word for word. And more Mashi Shamata Beferush. And he says that, and now the Dayanim, who hear that, are Mukhuyev to be Korea. And we'll see where we learn that from. So they have to tear their clothing, and the din of that kriya is that it's not allowed to be sewed up ever. Veloma achin. Then we turn to the second aid, and we don't ask the second aid to repeat, but rather the sheni omer afani kamo. That's exactly word for word what I heard. And if there's a third witness, ashlishi omer afani kamo, and so on. Now the Rishonim learns that when it says beferush, it doesn't mean that he actually says we ask him, say b'feirush what the shame was that we were using as Yossi the whole time.
So who remains in the room are the 23 older judges, not all of the other, exactly.
Tana, achi varech, shame b'shame. Now the Braita puts it, and of course we took it here for granted because we said yake Yossi et Yossi, which implies precisely that, so that it means that you need to use the shame Hashem to be mevarech the shame Hashem. How do we know that? Omar Shmuel, the Omar Kro, it's because the Pasuk says, V'nokev Shem Hashem mot yumad, and then it goes, Yirgimubo kolayda, Kager, Kezrach, and then it repeats, V'nokvo Shem yumad. So in other words, we read the Pasuk as, Nokev Shem Hashem, V'nokvo Shem yumad. So that means that you need to be mefarish the Shem, in going on to be Mekala the Shem. This word, Nokev, the Gemara is going to go through in great detail in a moment. Mimai dahai no cave. You're saying that we're using the Lashon of no cave to mean to be Bekalil. Why do you say that that's the meaning of no cove? Omar Shmuel, well, it says, Ma akov lo kava'el. We find that Bilam, when he talks about not being Bekalil, B'nai Yisrael, what his Nevi'ud forces him to say is, how can I curse that which God has not cursed? So apparently, Nokov is the curse. What would be the Isser? Here it just says, V'nokev Shem Hashem. That's the Onesh. Where is the Lav? Elohim lo tekalel. Since it says Elohim lo tekalel, that certainly would include HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see later on, actually, whether this word Elohim is Kodesh or whether it's Chol. Does it mean Beit Din or does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But right now, assuming that the basis is Makov Shem Hashem, then the Azara would come from Elohim lo tekalel. Ve'ima mivrazu. How do you know that it doesn't mean to make a hole through it? Tuchti vayikov chor bedalto. Does it not say beferish that they made a hole, vayikov, in the box that was going to be used for the money that was being brought to the Beit HaMikdash, in the case of Yehoyada Kohen, and then the Makor of the Azara would not be Klala, but it would be included in the Pasuk of, by Avodat Kochavim, it says, Ve'ibadtem et shmam min ha-makom ahu. You're supposed to destroy all elements of Avodat Kochavim, and then it goes on to say, Lo tasun kein la'shem elokechem. So anything that you do to Avodah Zarah is an Isra Lav to do to a Shem Hashem, or to anything that was called the Shem Hashem on it. And then the Nokev Shem Hashem is Yergemubo Kolayda, would be a Chiddush to tell me that the Onesh for that is an Isra of Skila. Says the Gemara, no, because how could you do that with the word Nokev Shem Binokvo Shem? We already proved from the Pasuk that the Nokev has to be Shem B'Shem. How in the world could you make a hole in the Shem Hashem using the Shem Hashem? So this explanation doesn't hold water. Bina Shem B'Shem. We don't have that. Well, couldn't it be that you put two pieces of parchment that have the Shem Hashem on them, and then you put a knife through them, through both of them, so then you're doing Nokev Shem B'Shem. So you're doing two Shemot? No. That's just no cave. That's not no cave. Shame b'shame. It's making a hole in a shame, and then making a hole in another shame. I mean, that's not shame b'shame. So maybe it means that you write the Shem Hashem on the knife, and then you use the knife to make the hole in the shame. So maybe it's chayek shame apum l'sakina ubozahu. That's silly, because then you're not using the Shem Hashem to make a hole. You're using a knife to make the shame. To make the hole. It just happens to be that there's a shame on the knife. Okay, so maybe what it means is no cave Shem Hashem in the sense of pronouncing the Shem Hashem. We certainly find the word no cave is to explicate, to articulate precisely. Where do we see that? So where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the names of the Nesiei Yisrael, so Moshe has to take them now to start the census, and uses the word Hashem. So apparently, the pronouncing a name is called Mikivat Hashem. And therefore, what the Pasuk would be saying is that someone who pronounces the Shem Hashem, when he uses the Shem HaMefurash, where would the Isra be for such a thing? So the pshat of being careful with the Shem Hashem is to be careful not to pronounce it. Here the Teres Megala, that you're chayev skila for that. That doesn't work either. First of all, it doesn't work, because we just said, you need shame b'shem. What do you mean, pronounce the shame b'shem? How's that possible? Veleka. And besides, et Hashem Elokecha tira, it doesn't say, don't do something. It says, do something. So that's a mitzvah aseh. That's not a lav. The din of an azara is a chiev. We cannot carry out an isser until the Torah tells us, don't do it. What did the Torah say, don't do it? It tells you what to do, but that's an azarat aseh. That's a lav abam b'chlal aseh. A lav abam b'chlal aseh is not called a lav. That's an azarat aseh, and that's not called an azarat to fulfill the requirements of being able for Beit Din to carry out a din. V'ibayit ema. Or you know what? There's a simple explanation. We know that it must mean that because it says v'yikov. It says beferish in the parsha of now the mikalel. It says in fact both words v'yikov ben aisha yisraelita tashem v'yikalel. So in the context of the whole din of skila that they actually carried out in the case of the mikalel, it puts together v'yikov v'yikalel to tell me that nekivat hashem means klala l'memra. No cave, klalau. Now, wait a minute, I don't see. How does that prove that? Maybe it means you need to pronounce the shame, which is no cave shame, and then you need to be mekalel, and that you're only going to be chayev if you do both of those things. Dilma ad de ova tarvayim. So that there needs to be a beferisha. And there's an isser, not a chiyav of skila, to say the shame Hashem with its otiot, and then in cursing that shame, you're also chayev skila. Lo salka da'atech. Impossible. Because when it talks about what to do, it says Hotzea Temekalel. And then Rav Mu'ato Koleida. Why doesn't it say Hotzea Temekalel? Mekalel? If Lamaisa the Mekalel is not the whole point. So it obviously doesn't say Lokatav Hotzea Temekalel Mekalel. Shmamiras, you see specifically, if the Torah went out of its way to speak about Nekiva and Klala, it couldn't be because those are two separate issues and we're killing it for both, but rather to tell me that they're synonyms and that Nokev, when it says the Nokev Shem, Hashem Mot Yumat, indeed is Nekivat Hashem in sense of Klala, not in the sense of making a hole and not in the sense of saying something b'feirush, but rather Ma'akov Lokava El is Bilampur. Tana Rabban. It says now in the Pasuk, Vel B'nei Yisrael Tadaber Limor, Ish, Ish, Ki, Yekalel, Elohav. Now let's analyze each one of those words. Ish, I understand, but Matam Lomer Ish, Ish, Rabot et Ovdei Kochavim, Shemuzarim al Birkat Hashem Ki Yisrael. So we repeat the Ish, to tell us that even an Akum, that this is one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, that an Akum is also Oser in Birkat Hashem, the same way that a Jew is. However, as we'll see later, the chiyav of skila does not apply to an akum. Einan neheragin ela b'sayef. Shekol mita ha'amura b'vnei noach eina ela b'sayef. We know, and this we learn out from a pasuk later, that wherever it says chiyav on a ben noach, it's always b'sayef, not with any of the other arba mitot beitin. So we're machmir on the Yisrael to give him skila, but the ish is marba in the iser, the ovid kachav. Ask the Gemara, this is the makor for the goy, v'amihocha nafka. Mehatam nafka, as we're going to see, we analyze the posik that describes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon immediately after he's brought into Gan Eden. So there it says, v'yitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemor mikol etz hagan ochol tochel. We're going to analyze later each one of those psukim to find that the Sheva Mitzvahs are included in those words. And the word that we use for Birkat Hashem is the word, the first word, Vayitzav Hashem. Why Hashem at that stage? To tell me that there's an Isser of Birkat Hashem. So why do we need Ish Ish? Omer of Yitzchak Nafcha, we don't need Ish Ish to tell me the essential halacha of the din of Megadev by an Akum. We need it in order for us to understand that it's not a chiyav only on the Shem Hashem HaMefurash. It's the Rabot et HaKinuyim. So it comes to tell me that you're chayav not only on the Shem Hashem HaMefurash, but rather on all the Kinuyei Hashem. So that means you would be chayav even on the word Elohim or on the word Tzvakot and so on. V'alibad Rabbi Meir, the Tanya. This is actually a machloket, because in the Bright it says, Ish ish ki yekalel Elohav v'nasacheto ma Talmud lomar. Why bichlal do we need to be told that such a man will be no secheto? Alo kvar nemar, we know it says beferish v'no kev shem Hashem mot yumat. So obviously there's a chiyav skila that's associated v'nasacheto. So then why is it necessary to repeat this? Because yachol lo yehe chayav ela al shem ha-meyuchad bilvat. I might have thought that the chiyav is only on the shem yudke vovke. Minayin l'rabot kol ha-kinuyim, how do I know that any kinuy at all is chayav? Talmud lomar, ish ki yekalel elohav mikomakom, divir Rabbi Meir. Therefore, it says over here, whatever his elohav are. So in other words, however he's relating to them. In the Zohar, even if he relates to Elohav as Jesus Christ, he's also chayav. Now, is there any guy that has a God? If he's mekalel that God, he's over. There's not allowed to be mekalel his own avodah zarah, because that's his sense of the projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rabbi Meir, v'chachomim omrim, al shem ha-miyuchad, that's only the Zohar, nobody thinks of that. Al shem ha-miyuchad b'mita, you're only chayev, the din of v'ragomoto, the yirgimuoto, that's a din in yutke vovke. This, the nasa avonah, is a chiyav karet. The chiyav karet, that's true, on kikalel elohav. So if you use other shemot, so there, even though you're over on an iser, but there's no chiyav of skila. Alakinuim bi'azhara. Upliga, now this statement of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who says that according to the Rabbanon, a goy is not mechuyav on kinuyim, he argues on Rabbi Ma'isha. And the Yomar Rabbi Ma'isha, According to Rav Maisha, even L'Rabbonan is chayev. So if he uses kinuyim, the Rabbonan would hold that a benoich is chayev, my time. The Yomar Kro, the Pasik says, V'nokev Shem Hashem mot yumat. So now from that keger v'ezrach, we learn that this din of nekvunakvo shem, which means dafka, to use the shem Hashem, is only in a case of a ger v'ezrach. In other words, only in the case of a Yisrael, or a ger who is a Yisrael, is the chiev of the mitah limited to benokvo shem. But an ovek yochovim would be chayev afilo bikinoi. So if anything, it's just the opposite. That even the rabbonin are made, that for the goy, it's for sure the same. So that... So the only machlokus that we have is dafka about whether the Yisroel would be chayev bikinoi. But as far as the goy is concerned, the rabbanon would also hold that you would be chayev even on kinuyim. So when the chachamim argue on Rabbi Meir and they say Hashem amyuchad b'mita v'hakinuyim ba'azara, they were not referring to goyim according to Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara. So now according to Rabbi Meir, who learns that the din of the ish is what's b'chayev kinuyim, and that the ger v'ezrach does not limit the din of kinuyim dafka to a akum, but that the din over there is that we're marabe kinuyim for everyone in that process. So then what in the world, according to the mayor, is the ger v'ezrach doing there, if it isn't limiting in some way? It says the Gemara, he learns it. It comes to tell me that ger v'ezrach who are over on kilat Hashem, that only they are chayev and skil. But Rav Kuchovim is only chayev and sayef, the way it's always the case. Why would I have thought it's otherwise? Because sakatay tchamina holvi itrabu. Since in this case, the ish is marbe, kinuyim as well. So now Akum and Yisrael have exactly the same din. So I might think already the itrabu for all of the inyanim that are in the parsha of Megadev, which includes the ragomir gemuotam. And therefore they would have a din of skila. Kamash balan, this din is posik, v'nokev, shema shemot yumat, ragom yirgumu bo kolo yedah, kager kezrach, is that this din of regima, of skila, is dafka b'ger v'ezrach. But I would have thought it was ovi trabu, in this posik, by ish, it's mitrabe, even for the ragom. Kamash balan, kager kezrach is only ger v'ezrach. Ask the Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, who understands that the Rabbonin, Aliba the Rabbonin, he understands that a goy is potter on kinui, and the Yisrael is potter on kinuyim, so we don't need now to make the distinction between the using the ger v'ezrach between the goy and the Yisrael. My Ovid lay, so he doesn't need to tell me that goyim are only chayevs in sayef and not skila, because we're not even talking about goyim. According to him, we were never marbe goyim from the din of ish. So therefore, he's got a problem in what in the world do we do, Aliba the Rabbonin, with the ger v'ezrach. There's nothing to use it for at all. He answers, that is going to Rabbonin, as ger v'ezrach, is that it's only Yisroel that you need shame b'shame, that you have to say, yake yosi et yosi. Mashanayin came, that goy and avik yochovim is not required, in order to be chayev, to be a v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat, v'nokvo shem yumat, because that, v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat, is kager kezrach, v'nokvo shem yumat. Mashen kenenakum, does not have to use the shame to be nokev at Hashem. Ask the Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, according to Ramaisha also, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, according to Rabbona, so it comes out that we're learning out the din that goyim are chayev and birkat Hashem from the word vayitzav Hashem Elokim et Adam. And the kinuyim, according to Ramaisha, we learn out from ger kezrach that the dafka goyim are chayev and kinuyim. It's only Yisrael from Memuat. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, according to Rabbanan, we're pottering everybody from kinuyim. So then according to him, according to both of these, what do we need the ish, since it's not being marbe kinuyim, and it's not being marbe the chiev of gedifa v'nakum, because that we know from Vayitzav. So what in the world is it there for? Says the Gemara, it's not there for anything, actually. As we know, there she is, Dibrat Torah Kelashon B'nei Adam. And it's the derech of people that when they want to stress something, they repeat the word twice. Tana Rabban, Sheva mitzvot mitztavu b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvahs, and we'll see each one of them from the Pasuk, and we'll get into the Machlokas and the Gemara and the Rishonim as to what exactly each one means. But first, let's just get a general sense. There's seven mitzvahs that B'nai Noach are mitzvah in. Dinim. So dinim, there's a major machlokas what a dinim means, as the Rambam learns. to be done the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, in other words, to enforce the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, so that if they don't enforce those mitzvahs, then they're chayev for not enforcing them. That's how he understands the whole story of Shechem. Why was Shechem chayev? Because they didn't enforce the din against the entire city, against Shechem. So that's his approach. The pashas of the sugya, as we'll see, and the Ramban learns this way, is that dinim means, in general, mishpat. So that there's a fiyuf to see to it that society is properly structured. It doesn't mean they have to follow the Mishpatei HaTorah, but they must have a structured society that enforces honest things according to whatever civil law they put into place. And there's dinim. There's Birkat Hashem, which is Megadif that we just learned. There's all the dinim of Avodah Zarah. Most of the dinim of Gilui Arayot, when those Arayot are possible for them. Some of the Arayot are not defined. I mean, first, you can't have an Isser of an Ara Murasa because there's no Kedushin by an Akums. That would be silly. And if it's not related, Al Pi Adin, obviously it's not an Erevah, even though it may be biologically related. I mean, that's true by a Jew too, you know. If somebody becomes a Ger, so then the person's not related to them in terms of Halacha. But whatever Halachas apply, then, which the person is truly related, there's also all of the Arayot would apply, as we'll see. Shvichut Damim, murder. Gezel, and at Gezel we include anything that you take, any money that you take, shelo kedin. So it wouldn't only mean literally going into somebody's house and robbing him, but taking money, taking something, and then forgetting to pay, or taking a loan, not paying it back, or not fulfilling the name of a contract. That's all that would be included in Gezel. Eber min achai, and of course Eber min achai is a bit of a problem, but if we're learning this out, the other Marishan, he wasn't supposed to be eating. He wasn't supposed to be eating things anyway that are alive. No, I thought he was only. He wasn't eating meat. What was the range of the heaven talking from Noah? Someone said that. No, we're going to see. That's a machlokas. Whether we're going to learn this pasuk out, it's a machlokas. Whether we learn it out from Adam, as we said, that pasuk by Tzav Hashem Elokim, the Adam. What does that include? Or whether it's only to Ben Noach, as we'll see later. Okay, so we'll discuss that. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af al Hadam Minachai. It's not only on Aver Minachai, but even just Dam. Rabbi Chitka Omer, Af al Hasirus. So there's going to be a lot of additional limudim over here. Those additional limudim, we have to see how they fit into the numbering. Some of them take out others and insert others. All of this is going to become clear in the sugya, or some of these are subsumed by others that are given in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Rabbi Chitka says, there's also a chiyuv of sirus, so sterilization is also for goyim, just as it is for Yisrael, sterilization of males. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Afala Kishuv, on any type of the magical things that the Torah includes in the Yisrael, as Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Amor B'Parshat Kishuv, all of the various things that are included in that parsh of Kishuv, Ben Noach Muzhar Alav, and that, it says, the Torah puts them all together. Lo Yimatse Becha Mavir Benobito Be'esh, Kosem Kisamim, Me'onein, Minachesh, Mechashev, Kover Chaver, Shoel Ovi Doni, Doresh Alamitim. So all of these things are included basically in one sense of Beglal HaToevota Eile. It says Beferich, Beglala Toivota Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokecha Morish Otam. Apparently the Goyim are not allowed to be doing these things if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing them and killing them in front of Klal Yisrael. So you see, there must be Muzar on all of these things, right? So therefore, any of those particular issues, each one of these that we're going to be getting into later, but what the specifics are of what each one includes. So that means that Beglala Toivota Ela, the Torah would never have punished these goyim unless they were also to do it, right? So V'lo Anash, Elim Keni is here. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Al HaKilayim. There's also an Isser Kilayim. Now, Mutarim B'nei Noach, when I talk about Kilayim, what do I mean? Ben Noach is allowed to wear Kilayim, Levosh Kilayim. He's allowed even to plant Kilayim, because there's no mixing of genetics in those issues. No actual mixing of species. They're just the appearances of mixing. But the Isser would only be to actually fool with the reproductive process. So in Asur and Ela Bahar Ba'at Be'ima, to try to mate different species together, or Bahar Kavat Ha'ilan, or to mix now the branches of a type of tree growing it off of another tree, that is Asur, even to an Akum. I mean, Noah Nimile, where do we know all of these things? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Krova Yitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam Leimor Mikol Eitz Hagam. So now let's analyze each one of those words. Vayetzav elu hadinim. Vayetzav means, by definition, that there needs to be a sense of discipline and following the rules. And we know that that's the case because, as it says, "Kiyadativ lemana sheyitzaved banav et beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem." So then, that means that there's a path that needs to be kept, and that that keeping becomes now a tzivui. If there's no dinim, there's nothing that is externally mandated. It just becomes a question of teaching your children morality. That's not tzivui, and therefore, vayitzav implies the requirement of having a beit din of enforcement. And then it says, Hashem. Why would we need Hashem early on? I mean, that shame is not part of what needs to be mitzaveh, unless it means birkat Hashem. So that even Adam HaRishon was told that the shame needs to be made above everything, and he must not curse it. V'cheinu amer nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. Hashem Elohim. Elohim refers to avodat kochavim. V'cheinu amer lo yelech Elohim acherim. So we see the whole idea of Elohim is that there's the powers that be, even the fact that it's said in plural. It's the sense of the gods. So here they're being told, Hashem, that's Elohim. And Mamela, anything else that is used for you as a representation of God is prohibited. And then it says, Al Ha'adam. Adam represents actually the dam element of the Adam, in which his hemoglobin is the actual presence of the earth, the metal of the earth in his body. So zush vichud damim. We see the Torah uses that word, ha'adam, to mean that, because when it talks about murder, it says shofech dam ha'adam be'adam damo. There's clearly a play on words there, spilling the blood of ha'adam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks al ha'adam, about the humanity of the human, it's about the dam of the Adam. That is shvichus dami. Lemor. Now that lemor, what is the point of lemor to Adam? Just say it. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim. Bikolat Seyagan. What do you mean lemor? Lemor implies that there's a whole story here behind it. That lemor is clearly a reference to Gilui Arayot. V'cheinu omer. We see that the word lemor is used in that fashion, very fascinatingly, because it says over there that there's a lemor. Hein yishalach isha tishto valcha mito, and so on and so forth. Vaitali yishacher, hayashuv alav. And that's talking about a remez, of course, to the question of whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take back Klal Yisrael, and are they royal to be taken back? It says, va'at zanit, and you, Klal Yisrael, mizane, and now you're going to be thrown out, and it'll be as if you were divorced, and then you're taina, so then it's also for me to take you back. Fine. But what is this lemor? Lemor hein yishalach. So we see that the idea of lemor is a reference to Gilui Arayot. And of course, that's really the point, because the idea of Gilui Arayot is the process of the evolving genome, essentially, of Bnei Yisrael and of humanity. So Lemor is an ongoing development of information. Therefore, it makes sense that it refers to Gilui Arayot, which is precisely that. It's a hekesh, but the word itself makes Xereshava, you mean. But the word, it's not a true Xereshava, obviously, because we're learning it from Yirmiyahu. You can't learn Xereshava from Yirmiyahu, but we can understand that that idea is the same concept. When you use a lemor, and not only that, but obviously the whole idea of speech in lemor relates to the development of information, which is why in Gan Eden, speech occurs together with sex. That we only introduce the idea of sexual reproduction after introducing speech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Adam needs a mate. Okay, let's see how he speaks. So he brings everything to him to speak. What in the world does one have to do with the other? So that idea of the development of information in sexual reproduction is exactly what happens in language. Language reproduces in the same way, and it's the people speak, the words mate, so to speak. They create new words. Nobody can quite figure out how they keep mutating in this fashion. And so then there's the development of Amira. And that Amira becomes now Gilui Arayot. V'cheinu Omer, Leimor Hei Nishalach Ishat Ishto, etc. And then it says, Mikol Eitz Hagan. You can only eat those things which have been set aside for you in the Atzei Hagan. But you must not take anything that has not been set aside for you. And that would be V'lo Gezel. Achol Tochel, V'lo Eiver Menachai. You can eat, but not eat an Eiver Menachai. Now, actually, the Rishonim say that Adam Rishon had Rishut to eat. He just did not have Rishut to kill to eat. So that if something would die, there was no Isser in eating the animal. But, so you would think the same thing is true for Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai would be Isser, even if he didn't do it. And even if the animal continues to live. Kiyata Reb Yitzchak, when Reb Yitzchak came, he reversed this. He said Vayitzav actually is not dinim. Vayitzav refers to Avodat Kochavim. Elohim, that makes sense. Elohim is dinim because we always use the word Elohim to mean dinim. So Bishleima Elohim, okay, that's obvious why Reb Yitzchak would say that that means dinim. Of course, who but Reb Yitzchak would know that? Dichtiv v'nikrav ba'ala bayit el ha-Elohim. But why is Vayitzav Avodat Kochavim? My mashma, Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, Chad Omer, because it says, Soru Maher min haderach asher tzivitim, Asu lahem, oh, this is talking about a Pesel Masech of the Ega, and that's called the Derech Asher Tzivitim. So you see that Tzivitim is a reference to the way in which I want you to relate to me, as opposed to Avodah Zarah. The Chad Omer, the other one darshins it from the pasuk Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat Koyel Halech Achar Tzav. Halech Achar Tzav. What kind of weird word is that? So there you see that the whole concept of Achar Tzav is the question of Akum. Is there a nafkamina lamaisa between the two approaches of Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi? There is indeed, says the Gemara. Mar binayim. Ike binayim, the nafkamina is it asher tzivitim asulahem? Is the point over here the asiya of the egel masecha? Or is the point of hochu achar tzav, and that is dafka, that they were heilech, and they did it? So there's a big nafkamina. Would you be chayav for making an Avodah Zarah without worshiping the Avodah Zarah as an akum? That's dependent on where we're learning out that tzav means avodat kochavim. So there is the may binayu ikibinayu akum she'asa avodah zarah, but he didn't worship it. Lo yishtachav ala. So liman diyomer asu. If it says asu ego masecha, so nasu lam is enough to be machayev. So mishata siyam machayev. Lamad yomer kiyoel halech, that it would have to be that Ashuk Ephraim, because it was halach achar tzav, it needs halicha, adi azobatre, which means that you actually bow down to it or do some type of avodah to it. Upolachle. Oh my Rava, that's outrageous. That can't be the nafkamina, because how can anybody hold such a thing? There's somebody that holds that if a goy makes an Avodah Zarah, the very making of Avodah Zarah would be Mechayim. Vatanya, it says Beferish, Be'akum, when it comes to the dinim of Avodat Kochavim, and the Dvorim Shebeitin Shaisrom Memitin Aleihem, Be'noach is Muzhar Aleihem. Only those things which are an actual chiyuv mita in the Beit Din of Yisrael, is there an iser on the goy at all? But if in Beit Din shel Yisrael, maybe tina lehem, if a Beis Din will not kill a Jew for the equivalent thing, there certainly is no din of mita for asiyat pesel, ein ben noach muzhar lehem. So therefore, it's impossible to say such a thing. And what would that mean? Lema'ute mai. Do you not understand that that braita implies, my love, lema'ute akum shasavadazar avaloishtakabela? So you see that the asiyah itself is not enough to be machayev, in the same way that the Jew wouldn't be chayev. Apparently, the akum is also not going to be chayev. So how can you say that the nafkamina b'neim would be whether they actually were ovated or just made it? Says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, no, maybe not. Maybe the asiyah is not what it's talking about. It's talking about the avodot that a Yisrael would be. It's a separate issue. Asiyah is a separate issue. We learn not from a pasuk aso. But when it comes to which avodot is an akum chayev on. So say, a guy decides that he's in love with an avodah zarah, so he makes love to it, kisses it, hugs it, whatever. That's not an avodah. So a Jew would not be chayev for going up and kissing a crucifix or something. That's not unless it's a derech of avodah, maybe. But if it's not the derech of avodah, as the Gemara will point out, if it's not the derech of avodah, so you might have thought for the goy, you'd be chayev kamashman. Only those avodahs that a Yisrael would be chayev mitan, a goy would be muzara. So that would be lemeute gifuv, venishuk. So if you hug it or you kiss it, what do you mean hug it or kiss it? What type of hugging or kissing? I mean, ilim kedarka, if that's the way in which the avodah zarah is actually worshipped, so why would the Jew not be killed for it? So then he is a baktalo. No, meaning lemeute shelo kedarka. It's not normally the way one worships pa'or, by kissing it and hugging it, you know. So if one wants to worship Pa'or in that fashion, there's no chiyuv mita, and memela, there's no azara on an akum. Now, the next thing we had was dinim. But is that true? Dinim b'nei Noach ifkud? Are you telling me that there's a chiyuv on back on a ben Noach? Vatanya, the Braita says that there were eser mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael b'mara. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev even before the Luchot HaBrit, before Amida Har Sinai, when we arrived at Mora. So it says, Shom tzivo choku mishpat v'son v'so. What is that choku mishpat? So we learn out that there's eser mitzvot that Yisrael were commanded back in Mora. First were the Sheva mitzvot, shekiblu aleihem b'nei Noach, which now already, if they wouldn't be re-mitzuveh as b'nei Yisrael, they wouldn't be chayev anymore. And as a matter of fact, we'll see that b'nei Noach themselves require a reassertion of the chiyuv at Har Sinai. So, and in fact, a ben Noach who doesn't believe that the mitzvahs were reasserted at Har Sinai is not called Shemir Shemir Mitzvah b'nei Noach. So, Rambam says he's not even considered to be, according to one year, it's a velomi chachameim. He's not considered to be very, very wise either. He's not mechasideim, even though he's keeping, in terms of asiya, sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So it needs to be that you're responding to the tzivoy Hashem as Moshe Rabbeinu gave over on Har Sinai. So when it comes to Mora, there were the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach that Moshe said over to b'nei Yisrael, and he added three mitzvahs. What were the three mitzvahs he added? Osifu aleim dinim. I thought you said dinim were included in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Shabbos and Kivat Avaim. How do we know those three? Dinim, Dichtiv, Befer, Sham, Samla, Choku, Mishpat. So that means that is where the dinim were Mechuyav on Yisrael. Shabbos and Kivat Avaim. How do we know that those were the other two? Because in those two cases, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayim and Anas Sinai, so it says, Shemor es Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Kasher Tzivcha? Where was the Kasher Tzivcha? And Kaveda Tavicha Betimecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. That implies that prior to Amida Bar Sinai, there was a Tzivcha. The only place where we saw there was a Tzivcha was the Sham Samlachoku Mishpat. Must have been Bimora. So therefore, those must be the two missing things that we were talking about. A total of 10 mitzvahs that were given in Mora. But anyway, it's clear that if you'd explain, Kasher Tzivcha has to mean Bimora. So then how can you say that Dinim were already included? Then that brings us back to the seven mitzvahs of Noach, only nine now. Where do you have an additional mitzvah? Omra baravua, that's not tebi b'chayiv. There were always chayiv and dinim. That's true. But there was no din of hosafa in the sense of dinei knosot, or there was no din of eda, v'edim, v'hatra'ah. Maybe those are the type of issues. So lo nitzcha ela la'eda. First of all, there was no din of defining Sanhedrin. You have to kill only if there's 23, and you need two witnesses, and you can't kill unless there's hatra'ah, and so on and so forth. You can't give malchus. All of those things were not part of Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and in fact, are not nohug among B'nei Noach. Among B'nei Noach, you don't require two witnesses, and you don't require Sanhedrin as structured here, and you do not require hatra'ah, as we'll see later on. So that means there was Maisif Dinim. So then, Yachi, Maivo Sifu Aleihem Dinim? That's not Dinim. That's the way in which to keep Dinim. Elam Arava, well, no, you know what it means, Dinim, but it means Dine Knasot. No, and that's also not Mosif Aleihem Dinim. That should have said, Osifu Bininim. They added Dinim. So until now, you were only Chayev in civil law. Now, they became Chayev in criminal law to apply fines and so on. So then why would it say Osifu Dinim? Osifu Dinim seems to be saying the entire category of Din was added, and it didn't exist before. Elam Ravach Bar Yaakov, Lo Nitzrachon. It says Dinim. What it means is Lo Shiv Beit Din. V'chol pelach v'pelach uv'chol ir v'ir. So that B'nai Yisrael, now it added dinim on them, meaning that it added the presence of dinim all over. So that there needed to be in every city and in every county, there needs to be dinim. And that wasn't part of what was chayav on an akum. Really? No. But you're telling me B'nai Noach, lo yifkid. It's not included in Shevis Ben Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Which is what dinim means, like some kind of theoretical court in a international center. It wasn't mean the Hague court. I mean, that's not going to apply dinim. But halacha is v'atanya. K'shem sh'nitztavu Yisrael or shiv bat dinim. B'chol pelach u'pelach u'v'chol ir v'ir. Kach nitztavu B'nai Noach or shiv bat dinim b'chol pelach u'pelach. We call it, that's included in dinim. If dinim means enforcement, there's no such thing as long-distance enforcement. Enforcement means that people know that the sheriff is lurking behind the wall. So it can't mean that it was a tosefet only to Bnei Yisrael in terms of dinim, that is placement of dinim. Ela Amar Rava says, Rava, you know what? You're right. The Tana over here argues with the way we had the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. This Tana is indeed the Tana Devei Menashe. The Tana Devei Menashe takes out Dach from the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach and puts in Sach. So he takes out Dach, meaning Dinim, and Birchas Hashem. Some have the gears that takes out Dov. But, I mean, that's not cute. But anyway. So takes out the Dalet Beis, which is Dinim and Birchat Hashem, and he puts Chaf, Birchat, and puts in Sach, which is Sirus, as we had before, and Chof for Kilayim, as we had before. So he still keeps it as seven, but the Dinim, he says, Erochinami, that's not including Sheva Mitzvahs, and that was added in Mora, and that's going according to him. The Tana Devei Menashe, we'll see, he has a completely different Makar here. Sheva Mitzvot Nitztavu B'nei Noach, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, Gezel, Ve'evri Melachai, and whoops, Sirus v'kilayim. Wow, so that's a whole different way of reading the seven mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is all wrong, says Rabbi Yehuda. You're trying to learn the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach from Sheva Mitzvahs of Adam Rishon. There aren't Sheva Mitzvahs of Adam Rishon. And the pasuk that you're darshaning, Vetzav Hashem L'kim al Adam, implies that these things were said to Adam. But they're not called Mitzvahs on Adam Rishon. The truth is that Adam Rishon learned its Tavel Avodah Zarah. The only mitzvah that he had, besides, of course, the mitzvah L'sha'ah, wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadaat, or those kind of things. But those were things that, unfortunately, are not nogea to all of us Ladoras. But they weren't even supposed to be nogea for him Ladoras. But for Doris, the only one of the Tariq mitzvahs that he was mitzvah was Avodah Zarah. Shenemar vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded his Elokut on the Adam. That's what the simple meaning of the pasuk is. Take my Elokut, and that is what you have to respect. Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera Omer, that includes Af al Birkat Hashem, as we'll see, because that's also, my Elokut needs to be respected. V'yesh omrim Af al Adinim. Some say it even includes the word Elohim needs. Vaitzav Hashem Elohim. You have to now make this into your Elohim, that is to say, the Mishpat, that you're going to continue to follow. So that is Elohim, first of all, would mean his Elohut, in terms of the respect. Like it says, Elohim lo tikaleo. So v'yitzav Hashem Elohim. First of all, I am, you're supposed to be your only Elohim. So that's the end of Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, you better treat me as Elohim. So that includes all of the respect and the care for the Birkat Hashem. And furthermore, you have to treat me with Elohim, with Dayanim. That needs to be enforced, and that my derech should be something that cannot be easily gotten away with, that you do differently. So those things are also included in that pasuk by Tzav Hashem Elokim. Kiman az adiyam Rav Yehuda Marab. So who is, in fact, the author of the quote that Rav Yehuda brought from Rav, that to understand the words by Tzav Hashem Elokim is Elohim ani, lo tikaloluni. Hashem is saying, Elohim, meaning I am God, and therefore treat me accordingly. Elohim lo tikalel. Elohim ani, lo timiruni. I am your God. You must not confuse me with any other power. Elohim ani, treat me with mora. Yimora ialechem. Who is real? I mean, that's Rav. Which Tana that we just had understands three different inyanim to be implied over there? Kiman ki yeshomrim. That is like the yeshomrim. That is marbe, the mora of dinim, the sense of rabbanut, the mora of klala, and the mora also of taking this as the only God, bal tamiruni. That's also not to confuse me with anything else. Tana Devei Menashe. Ask the Gemara, the Tana Devei Menashe is inconsistent. If they're darshing the Pasuk Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, the way we darshened it, so how could they take out now the Dach and replace it by Sach? We should still have the dinim of Ritzicha and of Megadif, of Klal, of Birchat Hashem. And if they don't darshan the Pasuk, then they must have a completely different analysis. Where would that come from? So Idarsh Vayitzav, so then they should have the others too. Afilu Hanaganami, and Ilodarsh Vayitzav. How did they get their list of seven? So ha minole. Says the Gemara, Yolam lo darsh vayitzav. It's true. They do not darshan vayitzav on Adam Arishon. And the others, they need a separate pasuk, each one of them, for the tzivui at the time that it was mitzvah later in history. Kol choda v'choda ba'apei nafshei ketiva, as we will see Bezrat Hashem at 9:30 Mitzvah Shabbat. Hamagadef enu chayavai shifaresh et Hashem. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, v'chol yom daninat adam bekinui, yake yosi et yosi. Not exactly, but all he has to say is afani kamo. And if there's more than two edim, ashlishi omer afani kamo. Tana, ach yevarech shem b'shem. Inonimili. Omer Shmuel, the Omer Kro, v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat, kager kezrach v'nokvo shem yumat. So that must mean shem b'shem. And how do you know that nokev is a lishna de bruchiyu? Dechtiv by Bila, ma ekov lo kava el. And what would be the azara? Elohim lo tekalel. V'ema mivrazu, to make a hole. Dechtiv ayikov chor bedalto. And then the azara would be from v'abat temet shmam lo tasun ken l'ashem lo kechem. Well, then you can't have shame b'shame, can you? V'leka. V'ima d'manach, shnei shema, v'ta adadi. And then you take a knife and bozalohu. That's not shame b'shame. That's no cave, v'chozer v'no cave. So maybe chayek shame apuma de sakina, and then use that sakina to be boza. That's not the shame. That's the chur for the sakina. That's being boza. So maybe it just means to pronounce the shame. Pirush shmeu dechtim. Vayikach Moshe Aaron v'Aaron et anashim elo asher nikpu b'shemot. V'azarata would then be mehaka. So the nikpu would be et Hashem elokecha tira. But first of all, be'in et shem b'shem v'leka. V'od havile azarat asay. What does it say? Not to do. It says what to do. Et Hashem elokecha tira. Azarat Aseh is not called an Azarah. V'ibayitem amakra, v'yikov v'yikalel. L'meimer, the no cave is klala. Why? Maybe it just means you have to do two things. You have to pronounce Adavat Avayim. And then v'yikalel, lo sakadaitach, t'chtim, hotzei et ha'mikalel. Why does it say, hotzei et ha'no cave v'amikalel? Shema mino chodehi. Tanu Rabbana, ish. Ma tamud lomar, ish, ish. L'rabot et ha'ovdei kochavim, Shemuzarim al birkat Hashem ki Yisrael, but they're in a nairagin ela b'sayit. Shekomita hamura b'vnei Noach in ela b'sayit. That's not what we learn from here. Amiocha nafka, miatam nafka. Hashem zu birkat Hashem, as we had in the original pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim. Amri v'tzach nafka. This is to be marba de kinuyim. Ali b'le Rabbi Meir, the Tanya ish ish ki kal Elohav. Isn't it already clear? Because the fish never gave shame mot yumat. So then, how do we know the rabot kol hakinuyim? Talmud lomar ish ki kalel alohav mikom makom. The Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim only Hashem amyuchad b'mita. V'alakinuyim ba'azara. Now this claim that the Rabbonim would argue about the Kinuyim is actually not like Reb Maisha, because he says the Chachamim would not argue about Kinuyim by the Goyim. The Om Reb Maisha ben Noach shibirechat Hashem v'kinuyim, afilo the Rabbonim would be chayev. My time at the Om Akra kager kezrach, only a ger v'ezrach do we exclude benokvo shem as opposed to the din of Elohav, whatever it is. Avalovet kochavim, afilo bikinui. So then Rabbi Meir, if he doesn't use kagerke ezrach to tell us an exclusion of the goyim, so my avidle, that's to tell me it is an exclusion, but not from the yisr, ger ezrach beskila, but the ovid kochavim is besayev. Sagadaita kamina, maybe once we're marba now, ish ish, we're marba completely even for the same chiyuv, kamashvalan. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Libet Rabbanan, what does he do with Keger Vezrach? My Avidle, Keger Vezrach is the one that requires shame b'shame. The Ovet Kochavim doesn't require a shem b'shem. Any klola is sufficient. So then, ish ish lamali, according to that, dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. Tana rabbanon sheva mitzvot nitztavu b'nei noach. Dinim, birkat Hashem, avodah zarah, gilui arayot, shvichut amim, geza, ve'eva menachai. Rav Hananya ben Gamliel omer, af al adam menachai. Rav Chitka omer, af al asirus. Rav Shimon omer, af al kishuf. Rav Yosef omer, any type of kishuf. Kol omer parshat kishuf ben noach muzar alav. Lo yimatzei becha ba'avir b'no bito be'esh, koseb k'samim, me'onen, menachesh, מחשב, וחובר חובר, ושואל אוב, וידעוני, ודורש על המתים. Each one of those איסורים is also a חייבון הבן נוח. And it says בפרש, בגלל התואבות האלה, השם הלוקח מוריש אותה מפניך, how could הקדוש ברוך הוא punish the goyim for doing something that is not included in the איסורים? לא ענה שאלים כן איזיר. רבי אלעזר אומר, אף על הכלאים, well, it's מותרים בני נוח ללבוש כלאים ולזרוע כלאים. But in Asurin el Bar Baat Peima Ubar Kavata Ilan. Minane Mile, Omre Vyokhan Domer Kravitzav, Hashem Elokim el Adam Lemor, Bikol Itzagana Kol Tochal. So the Yitzav is reverence to Dinim. Vechen Omer Kiedatim, the manager Yitzavet Banavet Pitoacharab. Hashem, Zu Birkat Hashem, Vechen Omer, Velo Kev Shem, Hashem, Mot Yuman. Elohim, Ezavarat Kochavim, Vechen Omer, Loyelach Elohim Achirim Apanai. Al ha'adam, adam is shvichut amim, v'chein hu shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam. Leymor is gilu ha'arayot, v'chein hu amer leymor, hein ishalach isha tishtov ha'okam ito v'ayta le'isha acher, mi kol etzagan, v'lo geza, v'chol tocha v'lo eva menachai. Kiatar of Yitzchak, tani ipcha, v'yitzav is a reference to avadot kohavim, and Elohim is dinim. Now, bishlam Elohim is dinim, I understand. Dechtiv v'nikrav ba'alabayit el Elohim, but by itself, is avodah zarah. How do you get that? Omer, there's a machlokas from Chisur Yitzchak Ravidim. Ichar Omer, soru maher min aderach ha-shezivitim, asu lahem ego masecha. V'chad Omer, ashuk Ephraim ratzut mishpat, ki ho'il halech acharei tzav. May binayu, ike binayu, akum sha'asa avodah zarah, but never was mishtachav ela. So liban di Omer, asu lahem ego masecha. It's Mishat Asiya Mechayev. Laman di Omer, ki oil halach achatav, ad azil batru palachla. Omer Rava, is that possible? Miyika, laman di Omer, akum shasav odaz rad, who never worshipped it, that he would be chayev. Vatanya ba'akum, dvorim shebeidin shay Yisroel mimitina lehem, bein noach muzara lehem. But if in beidin shay Yisroel mimitina lehem, in ben noach muzara lehem, I assume, undoubtedly, that means lamute mai lav lamute akum, who only was osepesel, but was never mishtachavela omer of papa. Not necessarily. It's a reference here to akum, as you said, to the avoda. So it's lamute gifuf v'nishuk. What type of gifuf v'nishuk gemai? I mean, ilay mekidarka. Then he is a bar katalahu. No, lamute shalom kidarka. Dinim is telling me that dinim. B'nei Noach Ifkut? I thought it says, V'atani l'bright eser, mitzvot nitztavu Yisro b'mara. First, the Shavu mitzvot b'nei Noach, Shkibulana b'nei Noach. And then they added, Osifa aleim dinim, Shabbat and kibud ave'im. How do we know? Dinim, dechtiv sham sam lo chok u'mishpat. Shabbat and kibud ave'im, dechtiv kasher tzivcha Hashem lokecha. The only place where that could be, points out Rabbi Yehuda, is kasher tzivcha b'mara. But anyway, how do you get 10 if dinim is one of the 7? Amrav Nachman, Amrav Rabba Abba, Vua lo nitzcha, ela to the way in which you carry out the dinim. Eda, edim, hatra'ah. So what do you mean? Hosif alayim adinim. That's not hosif adinim. That's just the modality of the dinim. Ela amrav Rabba nitzcha, ela the dinei knasot. So that's actual new dinim. So then it should say, hosifu bidinim, not Hosifu dinim, as if they never had dinim before. So that's Hosifu dinimi boiling. To actually Hosif dinim in the sense that added dinim all over the place. Loshiv beitim b'chol pelach v'pelach b'chol yir v'yir. But B'nai Noach are also included in that. B'nai Noach lo yifkud. V'atanya k'shem sh'nitztavu Yisrael loshiv batei dinim b'chol pelach v'pelach b'chol yir v'yir. Kach nitztavu b'nai Noach loshiv batei dinim b'chol pelach v'pelach b'chol yir v'yir. Elo Amar Rava, the truth is, this Bandi Omar argues about dinim. It's clearly the Tana de Menashe who takes out Dach, which is dinim and Birchat Hashem, and Ayel Sach, which is Sirus and Kelayim. The Tana de Menashe, Sheva Mitzvot, Nitztavu B'nei Noach, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damim, Gezel, Evrim, and Achai. And here, surprisingly, instead of dinim that we had before and Megadeth, instead he says Sirus V'Kelayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all of this is wrong. These are Bnei Noach mitzvahs, not Adam Arishon mitzvahs. Adam Arishon himself was lo nitztav al avodah zarah bilvad, Shem Yitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, which means Hashem commanded Elokim al ha'adam. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, but that also includes Birkat Hashem v'yeshom raf al adinim. And in fact, Yimanoz Adam Rabbi Yehuda Merav Elohim ani lo tikaluluni Elohim ali lo temiruni Elohim ani yemorei alechem. Kiman ki yesh omrim, one connected the din of Megadeth, and one connected the din of Avodah Zarah, and one connected dinim. Tanit Vei Menashe. I don't understand. Where do they get it from? I dorish vayitzav, so then afilon agnan. And I lo dorish vayitzav, how do they know any of these? I'm hani minolo. Liolam lo dorish vayitzav, and we're going to show you each one of these, hani kochot v'chodah, ba'apenavshe ketivah.